7:14, Galesburg's Morning News, boxing professional style, coming to Galesburg a week from Saturday, Cedar Creek Hall. Good morning, Tom Erda, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, Galesburg's Morning News. As we've got a studio full this morning, we'll start off with the gentleman who runs the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club, Carlos Duncan. Carlos, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having us.
Sure thing. Thanks for coming in with us this morning. A couple of gentlemen who are going to be participating in boxing on Saturday the 25th. Kelvin Medley. Kelvin, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Thanks for coming in. Also, George Carter Jr. George, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you.
Also, a couple of gentlemen helping out, getting some things set up for the professional boxing. Rich Norton. Rich, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
And Rick Cross. Rick, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
All right. So, Carlos, when was the last time that you can recall we had professional boxing here in Galesburg?
It's been about 10 years. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple here in Galesburg. First one was at the Knights Columbus Hall. And then we had another one that was out at the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. And both of them work well. But this has been kind of a slower process, being the time of the year and so forth. But we wanted to get it up and off the road. And hopefully it's going to be successful.
Is there anything different about getting sanctioned or anything like that on the professional ranks as compared to the amateur? And I can see by the look on your face that that's a definite yes.
I have never seen anything so difficult working with the Illinois Boxing Association. Well, it's the Illinois Athletic Association, wrestling and boxing. Boxers or promoters, anybody would tell you, Illinois and Nevada are the two most difficult to try to get a sanction. But it's just a slow process. We get everything sent in as they say, you forgot this. They didn't tell us, but it's just little things just to, you would think that they would encourage, but they're discouraging people from, wanting to put something on.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's not surprising being here in Illinois and the way things work in the government, everything anyway. So I guess that's not surprising. But you got it all set. It's coming. Cedar Creek Hall. That's the former American Legion building, 571 East North Street here in Galesburg, coming up a week from Saturday, August 25th. I guess one of the exciting things also is got a couple of local guys on the professional ranks now that came up through your program.
That's the exciting thing. We have George, which he started at 8 years old, and Kelvin, I'll say 12 years old, and both of them are 28 and 32. So they've been with the program. They went through the critical stage, 12, 13, 14 years old. Well, other things seem to be a little bit more interesting, but they get through that, and now they're committed and ready to do it. But George has had 17 bouts and none of them in Illinois.
Wow. So finally, yeah. And in the hometown, that's a good thing, I guess.
Right. Yeah. And we wanted to make sure that we brought him back to Galesburg, and same way with Kelvin. Hopefully the crowds will come out and cheer him on.
Well, let me ask you this, George Carter Jr., 17 bouts, your first one in Illinois, and you get to do it in your hometown. Do you feel more pressure, any pressure? Is that something you kind of relish? Say, hey, I get to do it in front of the home fans now.
Actually, no, I don't. I've been doing this for over 20 years in different, crowds in different places. And this is just like another walking apart, but this is another, deal I have to do. It's a profession, and it's my business to go out there and perform.
Yeah, and you've done it multiple times as an amateur here in town, too, anyway.
Yes, over 125 amateur matches, and like you said, 17 pro fights. This will be my 18th, and I'm just ready.
Talk about, is there a difference your preparation from when you were an amateur to when you became a professional? Is there a difference in how the training works for you?
Definitely, more rounds, more time in the gym, and you have to get out there and really do things. As me and Calvin have been traveling to Chicago for sparring each weekend, and this is hopefully this is really help us out, perform, the upcoming fights.
So George Carter Jr. will be on the card on August 25th, Cedar Creek Hall. Also, Kelvin Medley. And Kelvin, talk about that. How many professional fights are you now?
I had two professional bouts.
Okay. So what was the mindset that when you wanted to go ahead and take that step to go on the professional side?
I was ready.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking forward to that next step.
Mm-hmm.
No more tougher competition. You get paid for it also, so that was a plus.
That is a good thing, right? You get to take some shots, you might as well get something more out of it, right, than a trophy, right? Let me ask you this, Carlos, about the difference in scoring and judging from the amateur to the professional ranks. Because I know when the amateurs are out with the white part of the gloves, they count scoring. So what's the difference, or is there that much of a difference from the amateur to the professional?
There is a definite difference. With the amateur, of course, it's within the target area, which basically from your nose to your belly button, it has to be in the target area with the weight of the body behind it. With the professional, they're looking for the power. They want that thud, you know, and their aggression, they're looking a little bit more toward, is he coming forward? And the amateur, they're looking at the, you know, the science part of it, where they're figuring things out and so forth. So
really two different games then.
Oh, yeah, two different games, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Kelvin. Have you found that the difference, and how many rounds have you gone on the professional side in your fights?
Just four.
Okay.
Four rounds. And it's completely different, you know. In the pros, you have to be smart. You have to think. You know, in amateurs, you're going there, you're throwing punches and bunches. You know, mm-hmm. You're moving, but in the pros, you got to use your head, you know, because your opponent, he got experience just like you do. You know, so you got to go in there and focus on really what you're doing. Because you got to focus on getting hit also. Amateur, you just going out there, you brawling pretty much. But the pros is more like chess. It's a science tool. You got to sit down and figure out what you're going to do and how you're going to do it.
And let me ask you this, George Carter Jr. also, on the Kelvin talked about, you know, taking, you got to be ready to take shots and be able to handle shots. I've always wondered this. For instance, you get, you know, like you played basketball also, you take a basketball in the nose or get an elbow or something, eyes immediately water, you tear up because that's just the way your body works. When you're in the ring, and I've talked to other people that say you don't really notice that. Is that because you got the adrenaline going? Is that the case? I mean, obviously you feel a shot, but do you feel all of them?
There's some that the really hard ones that you really feel. It's like something else. Like you get, I hate to tell people this, but you get kind of used to getting hit. So it's like a natural thing. And it's most of the punches are not really, you know, thuds or anything. You just boom and it's like, oh, well, okay, you hit me. And then you might get that one that, you know, catching you by, oh, well. That hurts, so I got to stay away from that.
I've always wondered about that. The Galesburg Youth Athletic Club hosting boxing in the Burg coming up Saturday, August 25th, Cedar Creek Hall, the former American Legion post here in Galesburg. And I want to bring in Rich and Rick. I mean, this is something, and Carlos, you can attest to this. You can't do something like this without having some great sponsors.
Oh, gosh, yeah, right. Yeah, so Rich, Cross, and Rick. Richard Norton.
Rick and Rich.
Right. Been working really hard along with everybody on the team, but these two have really been doing a really committed job trying to get the appropriate sponsors.
Well, Rick, let's talk about some of the sponsors and how they're helping out.
Yes, we've got Dave's Auto Body, G&M Distributors, Thomas B. Siegel, and Mary and Jeanette Klein are the big major sponsors. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of others to go along with it, but these are the major ones. Dave's Auto Body is the main sponsor of the event.
Mm-hmm. And Rich, is it tough to get out? Because it seems, especially in charity situations and with all the different events that go on here, people are really giving. Is it kind of tough for an event like this to find sponsors? Because it seems like you've had some great ones step up.
Yeah, we've had the community really step up on this. You know, I'm in Rotary, I've spread the word there. You know, Rick mentioned some of our sponsors, but there's a lot of other little ones. And really, you know, the one thing is you throw out Carlos Duncan's name, and that immediately opens doors. You know, he's been serving the community. I don't want to, you know, give him a big head here, but he's been serving the community for 30 years, and people want to help that. Yeah. And they know what his program does for kids, so.
Yeah, and the program Galesburg Youth Athletic Club. Carlos, let's talk about a little bit about that. For people that don't know, you've been around, as Rich said, for a long time doing this, and kind of the mission of the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club?
Well, our primary mission is to give the kids an alternative, get them off the streets, because you have gangs, you have drugs, you have everything out there. They come to the gym, and it's a family. Really, it's a family there, and give them a positive alternative. And that was our main goal. We also say building for the future, because it doesn't stop with just throwing jabs and right hands and so forth. We try to give the kids some life skills, give them something else, the other out of the ring skills, because sports is only for a short period in a person's life. And if we can, while they're at the gym, teach them how to box in the ring, and then give them something that's going to be in their pocket for pretty much the rest of their life, we did our job.
Carlos Duncan, Galesburg Youth Athletic Club, Boxing of the Bird, coming up Saturday, August 25th, Cedar Creek Hall. And, we'll have weigh-ins the night before, is that right?
Yes, we have 5 o'clock for the professional side of it at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I seen George look up. I thought there was a change or something, but no, 5 o'clock at Buffalo Wild Wings. They'll have, we'll have everybody there, and they'll weigh in, and probably a chance to talk to the boxers and give some of their predictions. There's usually somebody that comes, I'm going to blow, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Knock him out in the first round, you know.
Of course.
It's usually a nice event also.
Yeah, George Carter Jr. will be on the card that night, 17 bouts as a professional. And George, Carlos mentioned, sports in a young person's life. Sports have been a really big part of your life, obviously, the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club as an amateur and a professional, but also at Galesburg High School. How were you able to kind of balance it? You know, you played multiple sports and with boxing on top of it.
Well, that was actually a Achilles heel right there, because boxing is one of them things that you have to keep doing, you know, year by year. And some of these times throughout the year, I would stop, play football, basketball, and I was getting behind in the boxing world, as we would say. And I had to really work really hard to catch up to some of these guys that I was normally beating. And then I go to another match and boom, he beats me. I'm like, well, I know I beat this guy, you know, multiple times. So it took, some time and some thinking to figure out what I really wanted to do. And once I figured out, like, I wanted to box, I just put 100% in that. And unfortunately I had to, you know, give up on some other things and, you know, and focus on that.
Well, one of the other things you've done, and it's part of your training, is getting out and putting in a lot of miles on the road. So you've been out competitive, running in some road races locally, like Run Galesburg, Run, and some others, and you've been pretty successful at that.
Yes, I'm actually above about 350 miles so far for this fight.
Wow.
So putting over, you know, a little bit over 100 miles each month, different things with your intervals, heel workouts, the 4th Street Bridge, you can catch me running up and down that. So different things helps, you know, different muscles and really get me ready for this fight.
Kelvin Medley also on the card that night, a local boxer. And Kelvin, talk a little bit about the training. Is there a part of the training that's like, oh, man, I just dread that, or you just love all of it?
I would say the beginning of training camp, you know, your body not really used to putting in that hard work. But now in training, I love it all. I love the burn. I even like getting hit sometimes if I can dictate when it comes, you know. It's just the training part really feels good. I'm looking forward to getting in the ring and showing everybody how hard I've been working, because I actually been having fun this training camp.
How about putting in the miles? You like being out on the road?
It's getting easier. It's getting easier. You know, 5 or 6 miles a day, you know, it's feeling like a cakewalk now.
Carlos, so you can attest that you've done it all too. You put in plenty of miles yourself, right?
You know, my ability was not up here, so I had to work harder as far as conditioning and so forth, and I made it up that way. And matter of fact, it goes back when I was an amateur, 1959, and there was a guy that named Cassius Clay was at the same tournament, and he was the day that he was supposed to be boxing. He's in the gym. And I'm saying, this is your off day. What's the problem? He said, looked at me like, What are you talking about? You know, what's everybody else doing? They're out laying and doing, you know, touring and so forth. He said, I want to be somebody someday. But everything he did double. And this is a 17-year-old kid. And I came back to Galesburg, and I put that to play. My career in the Air Force is basically the same thing, because it's the ones that do that extra are the ones that are usually successful.
Well, yeah, I mean, and as you said, with the Cassius Clay later, Muhammad Ali, I mean, it's, yes, he had natural ability, but just like with Michael Jordan, so did he, but he also worked harder than everybody else.
Right.
That's exactly the difference. So, so you put plenty of time in as well. And, it's just a great thing. Again, August 25th, Cedar Creek Hall, the former American Legion building here in Galesburg, boxing in the Berg, professional boxing coming. So will there be some amateur bouts as well?
Yeah. Okay. We're looking to have 4 to 6 amateur bouts. Excuse me. And hopefully 4 professional bouts. It's a nice evening of an entertainment.
Absolutely.
You normally go to the movie, dinner, and so forth, and you're out there 3 hours with your significant other. And this is what this is going to be. It's going to start at 5 o'clock to 7 for the amateur part, and then 8 to 11, it's scheduled. So hopefully everybody will enjoy it. And we got some ideas, throwing some ideas around for this successful. We can come back and do something, a little black tie and so forth later.
And again, get out and support a local event, support some great local athletes as well. How do people go about getting tickets for the event?
Give you, Rick.
Okay, Rich.
They're available at Glory Days Barbershop on the corner of Cherry and Simmons. You can also call Carlos directly. We've got his number on there.
299-1606 to get a hold of Carlos for tickets.
And I do want to mention that the pro tickets, you know, you can buy them that way. You'll also be able to get them at the door. But the amateur bout is only available at the door. We've got to do 2 separate events because of boxing rules. But the amateur tickets will only be available at the doors.
So. Another one of those things.
Yeah, another one of those things.
Right, right. Let's make it as hard as we can.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
All right. So for the amateur side of it, available only at the door. But for the professional side, you can get them ahead of time. What's the cost on the tickets?
$25 for the pros.
Mm-hmm.
If you just do the amateur bout, it's $10. If you do both of them, you get a $5 off, so it's $30 total.
Okay, perfect. Again, Saturday, August 25th, Cedar Creek Hall, the former American Legion building here in Galesburg, boxing in the Berg, including a couple of local professionals here.
We also are looking for volunteers.
Okay.
People don't understand, the general public doesn't understand the work that goes on behind the scene. We're looking for people that are that have some muscle, that are ready to set up the ring. It's going to be set it up, get it out of storage, set it up, take it down, and then put it back in the storage. So, but they get in free.
Okay.
And we're looking for servers, because the tables, the sponsors, the perk, you know, that's part of the perks is having a waitress for the special tables.
Okay.
And we're looking for special parking for them, and just give them a couple extra things because they are sponsoring us.
All right, Boxing in the Berg, Saturday, August 25th, Cedar Creek Hall here in Galesburg. Again, tickets available. You can get them at Glory Days Barbershop here in downtown Galesburg. Also, contact Carlos, 299-1606. And I suppose if somebody wants to volunteer, also contact you at the Youth Athletic Club?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kelvin, best of luck in your bout, and best of luck with the rest of your training.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
George, again, best of luck to you, and best of luck in your training the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Rich, Rick, Carlos, anything else you'd like to add, guys?
Fine.
All right. Hopefully we'll get a lot of people there, and it should be a great event, Saturday, August 25th. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.